we were talking about yesterday and following on from the weekend, the preponderance of Kerry jerseys at the Ryder Cup, a key moment as well when Shane Lowry ran down into the crowd to be swamped by people in Kerry jerseys. Bring me on to my next piece, and I want you to have a listen to this.
Chris here with the sports section of Brian Geeks News. I'm actually joined here by Shane Lowry. He's just after sinking a putt to win the Ryder Cup. Shane, your thoughts there just after winning?
Fair play to the US lads. Like, we knew they were going to come out fighting, but yeah.
We did notice that you went straight down to a Kerry crowd there in after the cup.
I said to Darren walking down 18, I said, I have a chance to do the coolest thing in my life here.
I take it you wanted to apologise for the 1982 event with Seamus Darby and make an apology on behalf of Offaly.
I mean, to do that there today in the 18 green in front of everyone, it's like...
Shane, don't worry about it. Apology accepted.
Yeah, there you go. That is an Instagram post which pretends, obviously, to interview Shane Lowry. And that comes from Chris Mack's Instagram. Chris Mack, who is head geek with the Brand Geeks, is with me on the line. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good, very good. No, Chris, listen, notwithstanding the apology, which I think wasn't officially delivered there by Shane, or we'll be waiting for that one for another while yet. We posted up pictures of the Kerry jersey online, and one of our responders, Eamon O'Sullivan, said, why is it always Kerry jerseys? Absolutely awesome to see. Why is it always Kerry jerseys? And are we now branded as the jersey of choice when you want to represent the county or the country at major international sporting events?
I mean, I think so. It's going to come across desperately cocky now, but I think that winners want to associate with winners. I'd say the people from outside the Kerry listening to this, they'll be queuing up outside the door for us.
Yeah, they certainly will.
We have a massive identity and pride, I think, with the Kerry jersey. It's more than, you know, it's more than the jersey. Like, it's an identity, really, for Kerry people.
Yeah, we don't see, like, what you don't see, and maybe it's just because someone started this back the years gone by. I think it was first at the Masters, I think, if I'm not incorrect, and particularly surrounding golf, but at other events as well. You don't see Irish soccer jerseys, Irish rugby jerseys. You don't see huge numbers of other county jerseys. It always seems to be the Kerry jersey for some reason that people have picked up. Like, is it that all Kerry people who go to these events now say, right, I'm going to Wimbledon, the final. I'm going to the Ryder Cup. I'm going to the US Masters. I'm going to wear my Kerry jersey because I want to be spotted.
I think so. I think it's like where they want to be spotted. I suppose in terms of the colour, the green and the yellow, they're real high visibility colours as well. So it's definitely an easier spot when you see it in the crowd. And in terms of, I suppose, the brand of it itself, it's never really changed. It's always been that, you know, that really strong green and gold colour. You know, we're the Brazil, I suppose, of in the equivalent of soccer. Like, we are the Brazil of the GA, I think.
Yeah, and look, I don't think it's ever been as represented as much as what happened with Shane Lowry running down the course to jump into the Irish crowd and just happened to do it. He probably spotted the Kerry jerseys and went for them. There was like 10 people there with Kerry jerseys on.
He was definitely going over to apologise. That was the first thing. That was the first thing he said. But absolutely no, it is prominent, and I think it's, as you say, then it's about getting spotted. I was watching the Ryder Cup, and I did see one or two of the Offaly ones. All right, but I don't know what it is with Kerry people. I think we're able to get up to the front of the crowd. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And,
yeah,
and we find make a ourselves television found camera and known. And shamelessly jump around the place and say, "Look at me in my Kerry jersey."
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that the camera loves it as well. I think when it sees it, it knows it's just so predominantly Irish as well. So I think, you know, I think even the American TV and stuff, then when they see it, I think they focus in on it themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I was in a shopping centre at the weekend, and I did notice one thing that, and this maybe contributes to it as well. Retro jerseys are now a huge thing. I mean, there's companies online, there's people, nostalgia is a huge thing as well, whether it's music or in culture. And there's clothes shops now that have nothing to do with sports that are selling retro sports jerseys. There's a demand there. People are paying a lot of money to it. And the Kerry jersey, in terms of its branding, is kind of to the forefront of all that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I suppose it's just the heritage itself, and people are so proud in what we have. And I don't mean just the sport itself, but, you know, we're a destination. We're a place that all over the country people want to come to Kerry, like as in Irish people want to travel here and to come here on their holidays and stuff as well. So I suppose a lot of those people would head away with the jerseys. I've seen plenty of young lads that have coming down to Killarney and Killargan and Tralee, like on their holidays, and they're going away wearing a Kerry jersey as well. And I suppose that's part of it.
Yeah. Is it all great news for the Kerry County Board and jersey sales?
Oh, I would say. I mean, if you think about it, going back to the early 90s, like nobody was wearing jerseys going to games, you know. Kerry was, we were probably one of the worst counties in terms of having colour in the crowd. But I mean, it's completely reversed, you know, and it's fantastic. It's brilliant to see it. And I suppose that there's a great saying there, Jerry, like a day out of Kerry is a day wasted. And there's another really good jersey that you can get. It's on the Radio Kerry merch shop. So to throw that out there. And if anyone wants to have that on their T-shirt, it's there for them to buy now.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. John D. Foley on our Facebook page sent us a message. Does the Kerry soccer jersey count? There's a guy, I'm not sure it's John, but he may be him calling a Kerry FC flag at the Ryder Cup under a post from yesterday, and plenty of Kerry jerseys seen at Bethpage Black, as he said. So it's expanding into Kerry soccer now as well, Chris.
Absolutely, and it's brilliant to see it as well. You know, it's brilliant to see it, and it's the amount of colour that we've seen for Kerry FC as well as the GA. It's been fantastic, and of course they're going from strength to strength. There'll be massive support now in the next 2 weeks.
There will. The FAI Cup semi-final, it's only a pity he wasn't in Tralee, but still, Tala, huge, one of the top stadiums in Ireland for soccer in particular, so it's going to be a massive event, and there'll be plenty of Kerry FC jerseys up there as well. Okay, Chris, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for giving us your review on that.
Have a
side
great
of
day.
It.
Thanks a million. Take it easy.
Chris, bye. There from the Brand Geeks talking about all of that.